Hey, good morning. Welcome back on to the Mighty 690 KGGF as we're joined in studio by, oh man, it's a full house actually. We're joined by quite a few. Roy Schaefer as well. Good morning, Roy, and Boy Scout Josh Moore. We got adventurer Gabby Moore and Jack Rush as well, Cub Scouts. We got a full house today for Scouting for Food. We're benefiting the Caney Valley Food Pantry, and it's a food drive that's going on starting, I believe, this weekend and going through the first weekend of October as well. So, Roy, we'll start with you. It's good to have you in here with us, and thanks for squeezing some time in here on a Monday as you've got three with you here. Let's go ahead and just kind of go down the list before we get into them. Who's Jack, Gabby, and Josh here?
Okay, Jack is one of our Cub Scouts. He is a Tiger, which is a first grader. This year, been with us. He was with us last year as a Lion, the first year for that program where kindergartners can join Scouts. And then we have Gabby Moore. Gabby is one of our Venturers, and Venturing is a group of Scouts from 14 to 21 years old and co-ed. Also, Gabby's little sister, Gracie, is now one of our Lions. So we had boys and girls in Scouts now. And in February, we'll be able to enroll girl Boy Scouts, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And then we have Josh Moore, who is one of my Boy Scouts and is getting lots of grief from me because he's on the verge of finishing his Eagle. And if he doesn't, I'm going to make fun of him forever.
Oh, so close to an Eagle Scout, huh?
Yes.
Just about there. Well, very cool. Very good to meet you three. Now, it looks like we've got this flyer here and lots of information on it. So, Josh, we'll start with you. We've got this Scouting for Food Drive coming up here. When does it take place? I know it starts this weekend, but when are the available times that you can go there?
It starts September 30th through October 7th, anytime.
Booth at the dollar store.
At the Caney Valley Dollar Store.
Very cool, yeah. So looks like it's going to the youth collecting there. And then for pickup as well, Roy, you've got your number on there. So from the 30th until October 7th. Now, Gabby, what are a couple of things that, clean out your cupboards? What are a couple of things that you can provide for the food drive?
You can bring canned fish, canned meats, soup, canned vegetables, canned fruits, dried fruits, rice and pasta, mixed boxed meals, cereal, peanut butter, jelly, and non-perishable items.
Yeah, very cool. So, sweet, you got that going on here right now. Now, Roy, it says for pickup. Is that kind of go into that here a little bit more? Because obviously it's the collecting over at the Dollar General. But what do you mean in by pickup there?
If anyone, someone that doesn't get out, someone that would like us to come to their house and pick up what they'd like to donate, we'd be more than happy to. If they'll give me a call, either I will or I will arrange for someone to come pick it up. We also put these flyers out, along with boxes in some cases, into all the local churches in Caney and Tyro. And if they need me to pick it up, I'll be more than happy to.
All right, very cool. So you guys are just adding to the convenience behind it. Now, it said any time at the Dollar General. Is there any, specific time frame? I mean, I'm obviously 2:30 in the morning. I probably don't think I could drop off some rice and beans. But, what are some times that you could go and drop off at the Dollar General? Jack?
Right here. 1 to 5.
Sunday, okay.
On Sunday, October 7th.
On Sunday,
October 7th.
October 7th.
The 7th. All right. Good stuff, Jack. Thank you very much. Looks like plenty of opportunities. And you said there's, boxes around and such like that. Couple of the main locations for those boxes that you've...
I know they've put one in LaForge Insurance at Caney. They've put one in the Community National Bank. They're on McGee and Caney. And the church that sponsors our troop, which is the Cornerstone Church in Caney, has a receiving box for it as well.
Very cool. Now, before we get in, I want to kind of get to know the Scouts a little bit more. But before, Roy, we, it looks like we've got some sign-ups coming up here very quickly, as well as, I don't think it's for your guys' crew, but still, it's getting involved with the Scouts. Kind of dive into that a little bit more.
Okay, so there's never a bad time to join Scouts. It doesn't matter whether it's now, it's in the spring, the dead of winter, the middle of summer. We welcome youth to come join us at any time, but we have a big sign-up push this time of year. Caney is in the middle of theirs. We've had our actual sign-up night already, but anybody's welcome. But here in Coffeyville, this evening at 7 o'clock at the Baptist Church, just a couple of blocks over here, is going to be Coffeyville's sign-up night for their pack and troop. So they had a talk in the school, in the community elementary, this last week. One of our gentlemen went in and talked to the kids to try to pump them up, get them enthused, let them know he's there. So tonight's the night to show up down there, and I guess I'm going to be there to help.
How about that? Yeah, so go say hi to Roy, sign up the kids as well. And as you said there, Roy, it's really not a bad time ever to be signing up there. So was there one thing that you wanted to hit on, kind of tag, besides the sign-up, or just...
Well, this, back to our food drive, I just wanted to make sure everybody realized that this is not only sponsored by the Scouts. This is Scouting for Food, but we have partnered this year with the Caney Betterment Group, that is a very active group in Caney and has been working hard to improve it. They are the loose sponsors of the Caney Valley Food Pantry, which serves the area covered by USD 436 out of Caney.
Okay. Very cool. Well, we'll get back to the details from Roy here as we finish things, but we still got some time, so I kind of want to get to know the Scouts here. So, Josh, we'll start with you. Looks like you're close to becoming an Eagle Scout. We'll start. How old are you? How long have you been in the Scouts, and what is it going to take for you to get that Eagle?
Well, I've been in Scouting 9 to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And for Eagle Scout, you have to finish a project, which is something that benefits the community. And so I am working on that currently.
Any ideas, any, kind of sneak peeks that you can give us into your project, or are you keeping it a secret?
Well, I can say that it's going to benefit the pool in Caney, so.
There you go. That's about as good of a sneak peek as we're going to get out of there, so a good deal. Well, and, so you said 9 years with them. How old are you right now?
14. I'll turn 15 in less than a week.
Okay, very cool. Well, happy early birthday from all of us here. Now, Gabby, we'll get off over to you. How old are you, and when did you start?
How old are you? I don't know.
I'm 16. I was originally in Girl Scouts for a couple years, and then I stopped. And then we started venturing. I just jumped into it.
Now, venturing, that's a term that I'm actually not familiar with. What is a couple of the things that you might do? Like, what is a more regular thing that a venturer does?
We go to campouts.
Scouting 500.
We went to Kansas City for the Scouting 500.
Oh, cool. What'd you do up there? Was it like an event, or was it kind of like a campout in Kansas City, or what?
It was an event.
Where was it?
Was it lots of other venturers up there?
It was in the racetrack. Yeah, there was a lot of...
A lot of them.
There was a lot.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, Jack, let's get to you. Cub Scouts, Jack, my man. How old are you, brother?
6.
You are 6. Well, we're very happy to have you here with us in KGGF. Now, how long have you been a Cub Scout? Going on 1 year, huh? Yeah, very cool. All right, going on 1 year.
You can't hear the rocks rattle in your head. You got to speak.
Yeah, there you go. I won't ask too difficult of questions there. Now, Jack, what is your real quick? What's your favorite part of the Scouts? Is it hanging out with friends? Is it hanging out? Is it Roy? Is it? I mean, goodness, you could name a number of things, but do you like hanging out with your friends? Do you like doing the activities, or what's kind of that one thing that you love doing the most?
Camping.
Oh, man, that's the right answer right there. That was the answer I was looking for. I'm originally from Colorado, so I go up mountain camping all the time. I miss it so much, so it's very cool that you guys get to do that. Well, Jack, Gabby, Josh.
We have an opportunity for you to come join us in camp.
Oh, really? How about that? Well, Jack, Gabby, Josh, very good to meet you guys. Well, coming up here, just a couple minutes left. Roy, let's get back to the details here. For the Scouting for Food, real quick, if someone's just kind of tuning in with us right now, when is this happening? Where can you drop it off, and who's it benefiting, real quick?
Okay, so Scouting for Food Food Drive will occur from September the 30th through October the 7th. There are some collection points around Caney, but if it's more convenient, simply call my number, 620-688-1727, and I will be glad to schedule a pickup, meet you someplace. Send one of my other leaders and a scout to your house to get it, however that works out. We will be collecting food. We will have scouts on site at the Dollar General in Caney from 1 to 5 on Sunday, October the 7th. And this is sponsored by the Caney Pack Troop and Crew 3 and the Caney Betterment Group. And it's benefiting the Caney Valley Food Pantry. The Caney Valley Food Pantry serves the area covered by USD 436 in Caney. And they are putting out a little in excess of 100 boxes a month of food for needy people, and have also been distributing produce as it's available this summer. Wonderful group of people that have worked very hard to establish this and get it going. If you're in need, please feel free to contact the food pantry. I don't have their number in front of me, but if you call me, I can get it for you.
There you go. And it's just simple, non-perishable items, all acceptable.
Non-perishable items. They don't have much freezer room, so we've got to stick with non-perishable items. But anything non-perishable, we will gladly accept. And watch the paper and Facebook. We'll have a picture of everything we collect along with our scouts standing behind it when we're done.
Very cool. All right, that's Roy Schaefer, as well as Boy Scout Josh Moore, Venturer Gabby Moore, and Cub Scout Jack Rush. Thanks so much for, obviously you two, not really hating the fact that you get to miss a couple of classes here this morning, so I'm glad you guys were able to find some time. And Jack, you're celebrating a day off today, so how about that? Well, again, Roy, thanks so much for coming in here and scouting for food September 30th through October 7th. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.